WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Black and White is a new film about race by director James Toback. His other films include Fingers and Two Girls and a Guy. He wrote the screenplay for Bugsy. Black and White's diverse ensemble cast includes Brooke Shields, Claudia Schiffer, Mike Tyson, and Power, the producer of the hip-hop group Wu-Tang Clan. John Powers has a review.
When politicians talk about race, they speak in high-minded terms about helping African Americans join the mainstream. That is, making them more like prosperous whites. Meanwhile, over in the mainstream, white teenagers are putting on baggy trousers, listening to hip-hop, and trying to tap into some sort of African American life force. They want to be what Norman Mailer famously called the white Negro. This white fascination with black culture lies at the heart of Black and White, a provocative and exasperating new movie by wild man filmmaker James Toback. The story centers on Rich, a young black guy who's trying to move from being a gang leader to a record producer. He's played by Power from Wu-Tang Clan. Rich spends his life surrounded by all sorts of people who make different claims upon him. He has sex with white Park Avenue schoolgirls who see him as a form of rebellion. He gets favors from his white friend Will, a judge's son who dreams of being a black street tough. He's being filmed by a socialite filmmaker played by Brooke Shields, who, along with her gay husband, that's Robert Downey Jr., is shooting a documentary about white kids who are into hip-hop. There's also a college basketball star, played by the Knicks' Allen Houston, an insidious grad student, played by supermodel Claudia Schiffer, and an undercover cop, played by Ben Stiller. If this sounds complicated, it is, and it isn't. The good news is that Black and White is bursting with ideas about America's racial swirl. This is a movie about how whites steal black culture and blacks aspire to white elegance, how young whites treat black life as a kind of lifestyle, and how blacks are forced into life and death moral choices, how black life plays as tragedy while white life plays as farce. Here, two students, the first white, the second black, talk to their high school class about how they see the world.
I'm a little kid. You know, little kids go through phases. I mean, I like it now, and I'm gonna, like, stand up for it and be like, yeah, I'm into hip-hop, but, you know, when it comes down to it, I'll be over it soon. But for right now, while I'm in school and while I've got comfort and I'm okay and all my friends are into it, I can go and hang out with them and I can go and be a part of that. I can do whatever I want. I'm a kid in America.
Sherry?
Well, first of all, not everybody in here is white. I'm from the hood, and I don't live there anymore, and I don't want to go back and live there. I go there sometimes to visit my friends, and they're trying to get out. They want to go on to a college education. They stay in school and get their grades so they can get out. And I have friends that do want to rap, and they rap about stuff so that they can get out of the hood. We trying to move up. Y'all trying to go down.
Toback clearly sees Black and White as a bulletin from the front lines of American racial consciousness. And as such, it needs to be cut a bit of slack. Still, there's no excusing the film's many forms of shoddiness. The cheap, cruddy look, in which nearly every shot is ineptly lit and composed. The dreadful performances by, among others, Houston and Schiffer, whose lines fall from their lips like lead sinkers. The repellent way Toback shoots the sexual encounter between Rich and the white girls, which says more about the filmmaker's leering middle-aged libido than anything else. For all his interest in ideas, Toback is not a man who follows things through to the end. Black and White starts out as a portrait of race in the new millennium, but winds up as little more than a scattershot collection of improvised scenes. But a few of them are terrific, especially those with the gleefully reckless Robert Downey Jr., who knows how to push his co-stars in unpredictable directions. In the movie's high point, Downey's character flutters suggestively around Mike Tyson, who's actually quite good at playing himself. Downey woos and goads Iron Mike, trying to get a rise from the muscular ex-champ. I won't tell you what happens, but it's a scene you'll remember long after you've forgotten the rest of the movie.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.